Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Welcome, welcome to the very first official episode of the See You Sunday podcast. If you're tuning in right now and thinking, wait, when did I subscribe to this podcast? Let me fill you in really quickly. We were previously the Just Go With It podcast, and I recently just hard launched our podcast rebrand over on Instagram. But if you missed that post or if you don't follow me on there, essentially, I have decided to rebrand the Just Go With It podcast in a more elevated direction. I just felt it was time for a little bit of change. And if you want to hear more as to why I decided to change the name, the look, the feel of the podcast, definitely check out my latest YouTube vlog. In that vlog, I go way more in depth. But just to sum it up for you really quickly, I started the podcast Just Glow With It in my early 20s, and it will always have such a special place in my heart. I've said this so many times before how I started the podcast more as a therapeutic outlet, as a way to document my healing journey. And it really got me through my 20s, through all of my healing, all of my growth. We have been through many different seasons, many highs, many lows on the Just Glow With It podcast, and we have built such a beautiful community. But ever since turning 30 this year, I've been craving more elevation, more growth, and just brand new energy in life in general, including the podcast. So with that being said, our new podcast name is See You Sunday. And I don't know about you, but See You Sunday just feels so right to me. It feels intentional, warm, and like a weekly date with your best friend. The core of our podcast will still remain the same. We will still be having real, relatable conversations. I will be sharing inspiration for your everyday life. I just wanted it to feel a little bit more aligned with who I am in this season of my life. So for everyone listening, if you've been here since the beginning of Just Glow With It, just know I am so grateful for you. And I hope that you continue to come along this journey with me as we transition into See You Sunday. But anyways, as some of you guys know, I did go on a little summer hiatus these last few weeks to just take some much needed time off. It was definitely a time of reflection, reevaluating, getting clear. And during that time, I essentially started my life completely over. We have a lot to catch up on in this episode, and I mean a lot. So fair warning, this is going to be a longer, chattier episode than usual, but I honestly feel like I just need to get you guys up to speed before we get back into the swing of things. So if you don't want to hear all these life updates, just feel free to fast forward. You won't hurt my feelings. But as you can probably tell by the title of this episode, we are diving into how to actually reset your life and rebuild yourself and get back to you. Whether you're feeling burnt out, unmotivated, a little lost, or you're just in need of a shift in your life, this episode is definitely for you. So I hope that you enjoy today's conversation. I am so excited, so happy to be back on the mic. It was really nice to have that time off, but I'm also really, really happy to be back in action. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So one of my outs for this summer is paying for overpriced phone bills. With plans starting out at $15 a month, Mint Mobile gives you premium wireless service on the nation's largest 5G network. I made the switch to Mint Mobile last year, and my only complaint so far has been that I didn't switch earlier. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text. Switching to Mint Mobile was so seamless too. I was able to keep my same phone and number. The service is just as good as what I had before, but I am saving so much more money. This year, skip breaking breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/sundaypod. That's mintmobile.com/sundaypod. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Before we get into all of the life updates and the main conversation of today's episode, I do want to introduce a new segment called Sunday Sip. It's just a little moment at the start of each episode where I will be sharing my highs and lows from the past week, kind of like a quick catch up over coffee, if you will. So my low from this past week is actually from the last few weeks. But these past few weeks have been a bit rough, if I'm being completely honest. I have been in and out of the vet quite a few times in these last 2 weeks because of my cat Luna. I also gave a full update in my last YouTube vlog sharing as to why we've been to the vet and what's going on with her. So if you want to hear the whole story, definitely watch that vlog because we would be here forever. Long story short, she's thankfully doing so much better now as of today. But the last 2 weeks have been hell, if I'm honest. I have been so stressed, mentally drained, worried, anxious, all of the above. It's been a very, very, very challenging last few weeks in that regard. And obviously, that's kind of affected other aspects of my life as well. But thankfully, she's doing so much better. But that's definitely a real low from the last few weeks. But my high from, again, these last few weeks has been all of the shifts that I've made over the summer. If you listened to my last podcast episode before we went on our summer hiatus, you might remember I said that I wanted life to look completely different by the end of summer. And I can honestly say that it does. Things have changed so much since we last spoke. They've all been positive changes for the most part. Like with any transition in life, there are still some bumps in the road, some learning curves, and I find myself to be kind of in that messy middle right now where things are no longer how they used to be, but they're not where they need to be either. So I've just been moving through this transition, which kind of leads me into some of our life updates. I can't remember how much of this I've shared on the podcast or even on YouTube, but before going on our summer hiatus, I was definitely in a space where I was feeling really lost and disconnected from myself. I knew deep down that certain things in my life just were not working for me anymore. I felt very overwhelmed, very uncertain, and honestly, I was really, really unhappy with the direction that things were going in my life and with certain aspects of my life. So I took the summer to kind of hit pause and take inventory of quite literally every single area of my life. And I hit reset, essentially. That moment of pause led to some really big life changes. Of course, I rebranded the podcast. I also finally launched my tote bags, which is a project that I've been procrastinating on forever. If you're interested, by the way, in purchasing a tote bag, I'll leave the link down below as well. But I finally launched that after so long of just procrastinating. I also have been upgrading my mindset, my habits, my lifestyle, my routines. I've also experienced some dynamic shifts in some of my relationships. But the biggest change of all that I made over the summer is I quit my job. I quit my dream remote job that I have been talking to you guys about for the last year-ish or so whenever I started working there. And again, if you want a deeper breakdown of all of these life updates, I actually talk way more in depth about them in my last YouTube vlog. I know I keep referencing my video, but it's because I share everything that's been going on in that vlog and I don't want to repeat every single thing that I said in that video. We would be here forever. But essentially, I've made some big life changes. I will be the first to say I do not have it all figured out right now. I don't know exactly what's next or what is waiting for me on the other side. I don't have all the answers. I don't know. But what I do know is that I have done the hardest part, which is making the decision to make a change and actually following through with it. And I've learned so much through this process. And I wanted to share some of this wisdom with all of you guys. And I think it's a very fitting conversation to have right now as well. I asked you guys on my Instagram stories how you have been feeling lately, what you're needing in this season, just checking in with you guys. So many of you guys said the exact same thing. I received so many responses of, I need a reset. I need to recalibrate before the year ends. I need to get my life together. I need to just get back on track. So much of that going on, which very much aligns with how I was feeling during the summer. Having gone through the things that I've gone through these last few weeks, I just have a thing or two that I want to share with all of you guys. So if you are also in the same boat of needing a reset in your life, needing to rebuild yourself, maybe you're feeling burnt out, lost, overwhelmed, or you just know something in your life needs to change, this is the perfect episode for you, which brings me to our main topic of today's conversation, how to reset your life and rebuild yourself. So one thing I noted with this podcast rebrand is that some of our conversations that we have are going to be more lighthearted, fun, cutesy, girly talk type of episodes, and others are going to be more real, honest, more of that tough love type of talk. And today's conversation is definitely more on the tough love conversation, the kind that you might not want to hear, but you probably need to. I know I did. I think with any relationship, friendship, it's really important to be able to have those honest, real conversations. It can't always be light and fun and cutesy all the time. If you are wanting to make change and do the hard things, sometimes you have to have the hard conversations. So fair warning that this is going to be more of a tough love type of episode. I know I needed to hear these things. So my intention with this episode is of course not to tell you what to do, but encourage you into taking the action that feels right for you. So if you're in a season where you're feeling lost, unmotivated, or just not yourself, maybe you're going through a breakup, dealing with a toxic friendship, you're at a job that you hate, the one thing that I need you to hear right now and take away from today's episode is no one is coming to save you. No one is going to fix your problem. No one is going to make it easier. No one is going to change your current situation, your current circumstances. You might have people along the way who motivate you, support you, encourage you. We love those people. But at the end of the day, it has to be you. You have to be the one to choose differently and to make those changes for your future self. And all of that starts with radical honesty, which is my first tip in resetting your life or rebuilding yourself, is you have to be fully honest with yourself. No filters, no excuses, no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to get really clear about what's not working for you, what's holding you back, what you keep avoiding, what feels off, what you've been tolerating. Because the truth is, you can't change what you're not willing to admit to yourself. For example, if you've been feeling like a friendship isn't working for you anymore, maybe your values have shifted, maybe the dynamic feels one-sided, maybe you leave every interaction feeling drained. To be radically honest about that, and that requires not sweeping things under the rug, not lying to yourself about the situation or the reasons as to why you shouldn't feel the way that you do. If something isn't working for you, if you are not happy with something, if something doesn't feel right, you don't always need a dramatic fallout or a concrete reason to walk away. Sometimes the reason is as simple as, this doesn't feel good for me anymore. And that is valid. And I say this to you as someone who really needed to hear this myself. I think I've mentioned this before, but I used to struggle to walk away from things, whether it was a job, a relationship, a friendship, unless I felt I had a really, really valid reason to walk away. And as I've grown and healed in my journey, I realize, no, it doesn't always have to be this dramatic, toxic, chaotic situation. It can really be as simple as, our values don't align. I'm not available for this anymore, or this doesn't align with me anymore. And that was really, really hard. It is also really freeing to not put yourself through the ringer just because you've known someone your entire life, or just because you feel like you owe loyalty to a job. And on the same note, I'm not encouraging anyone to act impulsively either. I think it's also important to have grace and be thoughtful and take your time deciding what you want, but also with that, be real with yourself and be honest. You are allowed to outgrow people. You are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to want something different, something more aligned. And this doesn't just apply to friendships either. It could be, again, your job, your habits, your environment, even the way you talk to yourself. You don't have to justify how you feel And a big realization I had during all of these changes that I was making is just because something feels comfortable or safe doesn't mean it's the right thing for me. My next tip is going to sound kind of obvious, but I think it's worth mentioning. And it's you cannot think your way into change. Eventually, you have to stop overthinking things. You have to stop asking for advice, stop waiting for a sign, stop letting fear be the reason why you don't make change, and take physical, real, tangible action. When you avoid taking action, you're essentially keeping yourself stuck in this loop of anxiety, burnout, confusion, whatever it is that you're currently feeling. Trust me, I have been there myself. Before I actually quit my job, I knew for a while that I wanted to quit, but I kept delaying taking the action by telling myself it wasn't the right time or that I needed a plan or even trying to convince myself that things would get better. But the truth was, I already knew what I needed to do. I knew what the right choice was. I felt it every day. And the longer I delayed taking action, the more I realized, okay, nothing is going to change unless I do something about this. I have to be the one to make a change. And again, that comes back to being radically honest with yourself. I could talk about it as much as I wanted to. I could journal about it, vent about it. But unless I actually did something, I was choosing to stay in that cycle. And sometimes you just have to rip the band-aid off. There's not always going to be a perfect timing. There's not always going to be a perfect plan. And if you want, if you really try, you can come up with a million reasons not to do the thing that you know you need to do, but all you're doing is delaying your own growth, your own happiness, and whatever is waiting on the other side of making that change. My next piece of advice is be okay with being seen as the boring friend, the selfish person, the difficult one, or being told things like, oh, you've changed, you're not how you used to be. Especially if you're a people pleaser, this is a big reminder for you. If you're in a season of resetting your life, making big changes, choosing yourself for the first time in your life, not everyone is going to like it. Maybe you've always been the one at work who says yes to extra work and now you're setting limits on what you can handle. Or maybe you've been the friend who avoids conflict and has always been very agreeable to avoid rocking the boat, and now you're starting to speak up and actually voice your opinions. Or maybe you've let certain behaviors slide in your relationship, but now you're setting boundaries and speaking up on what you're okay with. Setting these boundaries and making changes might ruffle some feathers because it shifts the dynamic and the status quo of things, and not everyone is going to be ready for that. Not everyone wants the status quo to change, and not everyone knows how to handle this new version of you or these boundaries that you're setting. But just because they're uncomfortable or they don't like it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means you're doing something different. When I personally started making these changes, setting boundaries, moving differently, wanting different things, I noticed a big shift in my life. I was treated differently. I even got unfollowed and talked about by people I consider friends and family. I've been told things like I'm being difficult for simply upholding my boundaries. And I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty hurtful in the beginning. I was upset that they were upset with me. I remember thinking to myself, I don't understand how you can be upset when all I'm doing is what's best for me. I'm just raising my standards. I'm just practicing more self-love. How can you possibly be upset with that? But what I've come to realize is not everyone will support you on your evolution, especially if your growth challenges the version of you that they were comfortable with. And whenever I start to question myself and wonder if I'm being too much or if I'm being difficult or if I am being a bad person, I ask myself this one question that really helps me to keep things into perspective. And that is, does saying yes to this mean abandoning myself? Maybe I used to say yes to more work when I was already at capacity. Maybe I used to stay silent to avoid awkwardness and I tolerated behaviors out of loyalty or obligation. Every time I did that, I was only hurting myself, and I am not available for that anymore. I'm not available for abandoning myself. I'm not available for hurting myself anymore. So even though it did hurt to be treated differently or to be talked badly about, try to be made out into this selfish, horrible person, I know myself well enough to not let others' opinions or actions define who I am or how I view myself or how I feel about myself. And I think that's been the biggest lesson for me as a former people pleaser, is learning to not let other people tell me who I am. Summer is full of big moments like weddings, vacations, and endless summer photos, but if you're dealing with hair thinning or shedding, showing up and feeling confident in those moments might be a little difficult. Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair growth, working from the inside out, so the sooner you start, the sooner you'll be feeling confident. You may have heard of Nutrafol's hair growth supplement and wondered, do they actually work? Which is a totally valid question. Many hair supplements overpromise and underdeliver, but Nutrafol is different. As the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, it is trusted by over 1.5 million people and is clinically tested to deliver real results in just 3 to 6 months. Due to stress and the overuse of my tight buns, I started experiencing hair thinning and shedding for the first time in my life. After adding Nutrafol into my routine, I've noticed major improvements in my hair health. This summer, stop worrying about your hair and start making memories. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. Find out why Nutrafol is the best selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. Something that isn't talked about enough, especially when navigating change, making big life transitions, or just getting through a hard season, is how important it is to honor your nervous system after the fact, which is my next tip for you. And it's honestly where I am in this phase of transitioning into a new season. I am very much focusing on honoring my nervous system, slowing down, lots of self-care, because it really threw me for a loop after I made all of these life changes. I was honestly a little bit naive. I thought once I quit my job, I would hit the ground running, finally get back to all the projects that I'd been putting off, get back into my routines, and feel like me again. But that is not how things have unfolded. What I didn't realize is that I wasn't just leaving a job. I was actually closing a whole chapter where I had been operating in constant go mode for a very, very long time. And when you're in that state, your body produces stress hormones like cortisol just to keep you pushing, keep you going. But once I finally slowed down, my nervous system caught up with me and I essentially crashed. So I was just so tired. I was also dealing with a lot of brain fog and fatigue. I also have been dealing with the lack of motivation, even for the things that I usually love doing. And that gives me so much inspiration. I could not find the motivation to do anything. It kind of feels like I mean, I don't feel that right now in this moment, but during the time when I was taking a break and even just these last few weeks, it kind of has felt like I've just been going through the motions every day. But on top of that, I was also grieving in a sense. Even though I know I made the right choice to quit my job and to make all of the changes that I've been making, it still felt like a loss of what was once familiar, a loss of my identity, a loss of how I thought things were supposed to be. And between leaving my job, personal struggles that I've been dealing with, and also dealing with my cat's health and just everything that's been going on, my body has simply been responding to everything that's been going on around me. And instead of feeling like something's wrong with me for not having motivation or for needing extra rest or for feeling fatigued, I've been learning to give my body and mind the space to rejuvenate, to heal, to get back to a healthy place. And this was something that I did not consider at all when making all of these life changes. And I severely underestimated how much stress I was under and how much I was operating on go mode and fight or flight. And the moment I had a chance to slow down, I literally felt like I got whiplash. That's how I have been feeling. It's been a lot. So I say all this to say, if you're also making changes in your life, whether it's leaving a job, ending a relationship, setting boundaries, or just healing from something heavy, let this be your reminder. You don't have to bounce back right away. You don't have to have it all figured out. Give your nervous system time and space to recalibrate. You'll eventually get back on track and find your momentum again. You don't have to rush productivity. I think throughout this whole process, this part has been the most shocking for me because I was not expecting it. I was not anticipating feeling this level of burnout or fatigue or lack of motivation, and it really threw me for a loop. I'm definitely still in the rebuilding myself phase. I don't feel fully like myself quite yet. I'm definitely still dealing with all the post-burnout recovery, and I'm finding ways to rebuild myself, to feel like myself again. I wanted to share some of the things that I'm doing to rebuild myself back up. And the first thing that I'm doing is not rushing productivity or getting back on track. I definitely think there's a fine line between holding yourself accountable and giving yourself grace. That line is up for you to decide for yourself, but I can say for me, if I am sleeping 10 hours a night and I still wake up extremely tired and fatigued, I am going to listen to my body and not push myself, because I know that is not normal for me. So I'm definitely just trying to meet myself where I'm at right now, even if it's not where I want to be. If I had it my way, I would be hitting the ground running, being super productive, getting all of these projects that I have in mind done. But I know that's not where I'm at, and I just have to honor where I'm at. So I'm not forcing productivity. I'm not forcing myself to get back on track right away. I am just taking my time with where I'm at. Alongside that, I'm also focusing on soft habits. So these are habits that are not necessarily for productivity purposes, but more so habits that are going to help calm and ease my nervous system, because that is where I'm at right now. So some of the habits that I've been doing are coloring. I purchased a few coloring books to help me unwind in the evening and also avoid doom scrolling too much. So just finding new hobbies to replace scrolling on social media. Mood boarding has also been another little soft habit that I've been loving, whether it's like mood boarding on Pinterest or physical mood boarding. I also really like puzzles and reading. Cleaning, organizing. I have been in a very deep decluttering mode. So that's been really, really helpful on my nervous system. And then another thing that I'm focusing on as of now to just help me slowly build momentum without too much pressure has been focusing on three things each day. The first thing I've been focusing on is 1 to 2 habits that ground me. So for me, that's walking and journaling. I've also been focusing on trying to do one thing each day that moves my life forward. So today's action is recording this podcast episode. Yesterday's action was filming a brand campaign. So still trying to be productive, but again, without the pressure and in a way that's sustainable. So just focusing on one action to take that will make me feel like I am moving forward in my life. And then the last thing that I've been focusing on one thing each day that helps me to romanticize my life. And as of lately, that's been watching a show while I cook dinner. For me, my current show that I've been watching has been The Summer I Turned Pretty. Honestly, focusing on soft habits, not rushing productivity, and just focusing on three things each day to help me build up my momentum has been so, so helpful. And even just a few days of doing this has already helped me so much. I am feeling so much better today than I have these last few weeks and months. Every day that passes, I feel a little bit more and more like myself. So that's where I've been lately, somewhere between resting and rebuilding. As I said, I'm definitely not at full speed yet, but I'm just showing up and meeting myself where I'm at. If you are also navigating change, resetting your life, or rebuilding yourself, I hope today's conversation was a reminder that sometimes the way through is to do the thing that you've been avoiding, no matter how uncomfortable it might be. As uncomfortable as change might be, so is staying in the exact same situation that you're unhappy in. But to end off this episode, I do have a few journal prompts for you that I think would be really helpful to just start off your week. My first journal prompt for you is, what are the changes I know deep down I need to make, and what is the cost of not making them? My second journal prompt is, what soft habits can I focus on that will ease my nervous system? Those are the two journal prompts. I would love to hear what you come up with if you're comfortable with sharing, but I am so excited to be back on the mic. This new season feels like an entirely new era. And like I mentioned in my Instagram post, this is not the start of a new chapter. This is an entirely new story with a better plot line, better characters, better budget, okay? And I am just excited to be back, feeling more clear, refreshed, realigned, and I'm just really, really excited, and I'm so grateful to have you alongside with me. Thank you so much for spending this time with me, and I will see you Sunday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.